This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger,
and here are today's top local stories.
She took a joyride on the N train, taking it upon herself to get that train going. And now police are in pursuit.
In the wee small hours of the morning Thursday, apparently nobody was looking when police say the woman hopped aboard an N train at the Broadway station in Astoria and hit the gas.
That's crazy. She wasn't a conductor, she just drove it?
That's right, and even more confusing, the train was locked. But somehow she got in. We don't know if the keys were just waiting for her in the ignition.
It definitely like a lack of control, I'd say, from like the MTA or whoever stopped and controlled the trains.
She stopped the train after one stop at the 36th Avenue station and ran away. No injuries or disruption to service. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
Cops say a man posing as a plumber scammed a 71-year-old woman out of cash and jewelry. It happened on July 4th near 84th Street and 4th Avenue. The man helped her with her walker, then showed up claiming to fix a water leak. He got her to keep turning the faucets on and off while he allegedly pocketed $230 in cash and about $900 worth of jewelry. He took off from there and is yet to be found. Police are asking anyone who knows anything about this to call Crime Stoppers. Out of this world and into Queens. Students in Flushing got a direct line to a NASA astronaut this morning.
Queens Congresswoman Grace Meng arranged the event where kids from the 1st through 12th grade will get to speak to Dr. Johnny Kim live from the International Space Station. Kim made history in April as the first Korean-American astronaut after serving as a Navy SEAL, receiving the Silver and Bronze Stars, and earning a medical degree from Harvard. He's currently on an 8-month mission with others conducting scientific research. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The last of the escapees from the ICE detention center in Newark has been caught. Federal agents say 25-year-old Andres Pineda Mogollon was found yesterday in Los Angeles, more than a month after he slipped out of Delaney Hall through a hole in the wall. All four detainees who escaped back on June 12th are now back in custody. Delaney Hall has been under scrutiny for months over conditions inside and whether it even had proper permits to operate. Newark Mayor Ross Baracco was arrested during a protest at the facility. That charge was later dropped. Stephen Colbert's Late Show is coming to an end. President Trump's loving it. On Truth Social, he said he, quote, absolutely loves that Colbert was fired, claiming Jimmy Kimmel might be next. CBS announced on Thursday that Colbert's show will wrap up in May of next year, calling it a financial decision. Trump was also praised Fox's Greg Gutfeld and took some swipes at Jimmy Fallon, who he called a moron. The news comes just weeks after Paramount paid the president $16 million to settle a lawsuit over a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris, a settlement Colbert called a big fat bribe. A Queens Village man is facing charges for allegedly exposing himself twice in Syosset. Cops say 42-year-old Ryan Paul Sabine was first seen with his pants down in a Michael Drive parking lot on Wednesday night. Same woman spotted him again the next morning and he took off. He was arrested Friday morning in New Hyde Park. Detectives say he's connected to a similar incident in Jericho back in May. Sabine is charged with public lewdness and stalking. Authorities are asking any other potential victims to come forward. A lengthy DNA battle in the suspected Long Island serial killer case may be nearing the finish line.
Could the DNA hearing finally be over in the Rex Heuermann case? We will find out next week. The hearing started in March with experts on the stand coming in from different parts of the country, causing a sporadic court schedule. Heuermann's attorney, Michael Brown, says he will make a decision to be announced on Tuesday if he will call another expert to the stand.
We definitely have another witness out there who I think is going to just hammer it home.
At issue, whether the DNA results can be used from a lab in California that uses new technology. When asked if his client would ever plead guilty,
there is nothing but fight in us, and we're going forward and pressing towards a trial.
The Suffolk County DA declined to comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Riverhead, Long Island.
Lawyers for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, say Manhattan prosecutors broke federal privacy laws. They're claiming a veteran ADA sent a fake court date and misleading subpoena to Mangione's insurer, Aetna, to secretly get his entire medical file. More than 100 pages of records were turned over, according to the court filing. Defense calls it an abuse of power and wants a judge to hold a hearing, sanction the DA's office, and order them to hand over all correspondence with Aetna. Mangione faces state and federal charges, including murder as an act of terrorism. City's fire department being sued for stonewalling over its use of facial recognition technology. The Legal Aid Society says the FDNY helped cops identify a protester using a tool which is banned under NYPD policy. The FDNY has not turned over records about the case or its contract with Clearview AI, so Legal Aid is taking them to court. The group wants the city council and the Department of Investigation to step in as well, calling it a workaround that violates New York surveillance laws. We've reached out to the FDNY for comment. No response yet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.